Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Well, how the hell did we get here? You're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610 on a victory reaction.
Look at Figgy.
Monday. That's right. After the Texans make just an incredible comeback in a victory where they were down 19 points on their own home field. Injured, battered, bruised, backup quarterback, did not matter. Managed to dig themselves out of a hole and win a game.
Make sure you explain to the people, because a lot of people turned the game off.
They're probably
listening to us right now, yep, thinking we about to be all sad and all this other stuff. They lost another game.
Yeah.
Nah, they came back and won.
Victory, reaction, money. What a wild circumstance. There's a lot to talk about in this game in all different facets, but let's go through it. Figgy, great point, because I was looking at the stands. I was looking at people walking outside.
I was in the stands.
Maybe headed back to their tailgates,
dude,
or their domiciles.
In the stands toward the end there, and I was well, we'll get to that. It was incredible, but this game deserves to be relived.
And I'm not even going to be too upset, because there was a point in time that if I was not working, sitting there, I was like, man, somebody come save me. I think I texted it to a group chat. Save me from this football game.
I think you told me, I don't want to be here.
Straight up.
At one point.
I will own it. And you know what? I was wrong, because a comeback came through. Somebody said, neck man up, Houston. Yeah, man. The neck bowl goes to one Davis Mills. How did it happen? Let's go ahead and do a little bit of a dissection. Anatomy of a comeback is what we're calling this segment. Let's dive in. 713-572-4610. Let us know, what were your feelings at some points during this game, and then at what point did you feel the tide changing for yourself? Because we start here with Cut 10, pretty early on this game, where it felt like, okay, we're headed to the pits, and that is obviously the Jags were able to get a field goal, a touchdown pretty early on, and they had it, 10-0 in their first couple of possessions, and it's like, all right, you've started poorly, and that's because you came out and you had interception in the first drive. In fact, I actually broke this down for myself, looking at the first couple of drives for the Texans and what kind of stalled them in some ways. And so you have, if you give me one second, you had drive one, which ends with the interception, which is a great jump by
three
the Jags.
Three plays, yeah.
But, I mean, that's very evident. Three plays. Drive two is not even a drive, because it's a kick return fumble by Tre'Mon Smith. Drive three ended with the comedy errors. Remember, there was a hold on first down, a fumble snap on second down, and a stunt in the front that created a sack. Drive four ended on a third and eight delay of game, and then a third and 13 game up front that led to another sack. Like, these drives were really, hurting the Texans early. They weren't able to sustain drives, and the Jags were scoring. And on top of that, to add insult to injury, you got this, Fig? This is cut number 10. The Texans, on one of these situations here, they set up to punt, and Parker Washington, back to return, does this.
Tommy will be punting from the end zone. This is a field position game. Parker Washington has a chance here Tommy needs his best work. Feet near the back line of the end zone as Austin Brinkman will snap on the football. Snap on target. Tommy delivers.
And a good one.
Washington backpedaling all the way inside the 30. Makes the catch at the 28. Trying to find some room right up the middle. He goes across the 40, and he's got by the first wave to the 50. The 40 of Houston. Tommy chasing. Washington to the 20, 10, 5, and he's going to get to the end zone. The Jags get another score, this time on the punt return for a touchdown.
And Andre went on to say something along the lines of, I cannot believe what I'm watching right now. He says, I can't believe what I'm watching right now. You were not alone, Andre.
No.
You were not alone.
That made it 17-0 in the second quarter. It felt bad, but it got worse later on in the game. We're going to skip all the way to the third quarter, which had all of three drives on both sides of the football. Two really long ones for the Jags. I mean, I think time of possessions was something like 10 minutes to 4 minutes with some of the change in there. Yeah. What have you, and it ends really, I mean, it felt like this was really out of hand when you get this cut number, 32, because this is when we get to the 19 points. That number 19 is going to be important in this game because the ball is handed to Trevor Etienne in this jumbo package that the Jags were also using. He hit pay dirt.
First and goal at the 6. Munt to the left side. Everybody in fairly tight here. Lawrence in the gun on first and goal with ETN to his right. Lawrence feeds ETN. Over the right side, he's in. Touchdown. 6-yard run, Travis ETN.
All right, so that's 29-10.
Wait, before you move on.
Yeah.
Right, 19-point lead.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I don't know if you noticed it. I didn't notice this until I went back and I was rewatching this game.
Mm-hmm.
ETN does the namaste, Aaron Foster celebration.
Yeah.
This is what doomed them. I believe this.
You think that was it?
This is what doomed them.
A little confession here.
This is what doomed them.
He did the namaste.
Who the hell do you think you are?
Well, he is good. He's really good. He's a dude. So it's 29-10.
Yes.
Now let's go through everything real quick because we want to play this out to the good to the great finish. But
yeah, you got to be in the pits before you come in order to come back.
To that point, and you rolled through it real quick at the start of this show. The fumbles, the muff punt, some of the penalties. The Texans couldn't get out of their own way.
Yes.
This was miserable. If you were in the group of fans who had seen everything to this point in the season, like all the ups and downs and all the line shuffles and all that, I'm here to tell you I don't blame you for wanting to leave or leaving or tweeting some very like, that's it, this team is crap, stuff. My phone was blowing up. At that point, I wasn't sitting with you, but for most of the first half, my phone was blowing up. This team is trash. I can't believe what they're doing. They're wasting a great defense. So to that point, I couldn't have blamed you. And then what happened?
And then we reach drive number 9 for the Houston Texans, where it starts off with them just getting in jumbo, getting a good push. You're starting to see some waves being made on the offensive line. And it's not like everything was perfect, but they're sustaining drives. I mean, there's a couple of big plays on this drive. One is a 1st and 10. Trayvon Walker, unblocked, managed to get after number 10, Davis Mills. Davis Mills does a fantastic job staying on his feet and throwing the ball away. Then you had another play where, on 4th and 2, you get the ball out to after a motion that gets him open. You get Jalen Nowell in the flats. He continues the drive. Eventually, you get to a 3rd and 10, and you got to get the ball to somebody. Why not a rookie? Why not another rookie? Here's number 81, Jaden Higgins. Your time, Deshaun.
Mills in the pocket. Mills to the end zone. Caught. Touchdown, Jaden Higgins. The Texans score.
Great ball here. Ball placement is high. And one of the things I love about Jaden Higgins, it felt like in this game, that was just the evidence of them letting him do what he does really well. Basketball player. Davis Mills did a great job of placing the ball high, letting him go up and get it, use his body to shield, and that was a touchdown play that you needed.
That was really as much Davis Mills as anything. And we're going to see a recurring theme here as to why they gave him that extension during the preseason. It didn't look smart early in the game. But high ball in the back line, low ball in the front line, being able to get by time, that veteran experience. And so you started. I wasn't there yet.
I wasn't either.
I wasn't there yet.
I wasn't either.
Yeah.
That made it. Actually, worth noting, what you had, it was a two-point conversion here, and this might be one of the biggest plays. I didn't get the audio of it. Don't worry about it. But this is where you get that that quick out to Nico Collins in one-on-one. Incredible one-handed grab, toe tapping, getting it. I thought this was a one of those plays that I don't like the play, but I love the result. So you're at 29-18. You're down 11 points, and now you need your defense to show up. Your defense is going to do that, right? You had an unnecessary roughness on the, you know, on the return. Then you have an ETN run where EJ Speed is washed out. They pick up five. Then you get some absolutely great coaching from D'Amico and Burke and Matt Burke, having Danielle Hunter work inside twice to get a big tackle for loss and then a huge sack. So the ball is back with the Houston Texans, all right? Ball is back with the Houston Texans, and here they go. They're driving once again, right? They're moving down the field. And, oh, actually, let me not skip this. Let me get 39 because I do want to – I talked about Danielle Hunter getting inside. Yeah. This is what it sounded like.
Lawrence gets the snap. Lawrence, deep drop. Lawrence scrambling forward. Lawrence is going to go down. Hunter again. The game of his life. The hat trick in sacks. Following the backfield blast, Daniil is on fire.
He was on fire, 3.5 sacks total. I think it could have been four. I thought he had another half in there as well. But you know what? Nobody to blame. This defense, as much as it was Davis Mills, it was clutch plays, it was clutch play calls, which we got to give credit. The defense did it all for this squad.
100%. I
mean, they just absolutely asphyxiated the Jaguars.
Strangled them up. Strangled them up. And like I said, on the previous play, a run stop, you have Danielle Hunter working inside, right? Well, really, they have, I think it's Henry Toutoua blitzing, or it might have been Miles Bryan, actually, on this play, blitzing off the right side to allow Danielle to work inside. That's why he's able to blow up the run play. Then on the next play, you have, you know, not quite a full stump, but you have that game where Danielle works to the inside, loops around his tackle, and is able to get up the middle and really blow up Trevor Lawrence's spot. Like, that was one of those, hey, we need to go tee off. Let's go tee off. You absolutely saw that. So, again, the ball is back with your Houston Texans. They're driving, and they get to a point where, hey, we need to get this touchdown in here, man. We're kind of not quite sputtering, but we need to get this in here. How about we get to the back line like you were talking about? Dalton Schultz, would you like to step in?
Houston huddles. Try to punch it in the south end zone. Three receivers left. Nico now goes to the right. One back, Woody Marks on 3rd and 3 at the Jacksonville 7. Mills awaits the snap from Andrews. Here it is. Davis looking. Davis with time. Davis pumps. Davis throws. Right side back in the end zone. Caught. Touchdown. Dalton Schultz. Rock and roll.
We got the rock and roll on that one, and boy.
Now you can tell Mark is believing that. When you get the rock and roll jumping back out, it's like, oh, here we go.
Well, isn't this the moment? This was the moment for me where I'm like, you know, this craziness just might happen.
Yeah, I think that, I mean, it was great pass pro because he's holding on to that ball 3rd and 3 after they had to call a timeout because, you know, Davis is here setting protection all the way up to 1 on the clock. They have to call a timeout. So they come back out. Great pass pro, thankfully. Good ball to the back line. And just shout out to Dalton Schultz, right? Yeah. This is one of the things that we kind of derided him in a different way for is just if you're going to be the pass catching tight end, be the pass catching tight end. That's a pass catch. Elevates, gets the ball, secures it, has to do a little toe tap to make sure it gets in.
Yeah.
That's a great play by a good tight end.
No, it was absolutely that case. 7 catches on the game. 7.
Yeah. I mean, he was very, very good in this game. Then I asked myself in my notes, can the defense get off the field in a timely manner? And the answer is yes, right? You get, I mean, special teams, in fact, was pretty leaky. The return there goes for 42 yards.
Yeah.
So there are, remember, Cam Little has hit a 68-yard field goal in the matter of the last few weeks. Right? Was it last week?
Yeah.
Right? He is the NFL league leader in longest field goal made in the history of this league.
Yeah.
And you immediately allow a big-time return. So it's a very short field to be able to get into field goal range for him to put the, you know, kick a field goal and basically really make this a done deal for you. And so you go on first down and you blitz, you lose contain, but you keep Trevor Lawrence 3 yards. There's a run, and I got to give Togi a lot of credit for being able to peel off of his block and stop the run so that now it's a 3rd and short, 3rd and manageable, 3rd and 4, and Azeez Al-Shaair.
Mm-hmm.
Azeez Al-Shaair does a fantastic job putting his hands up, knocking the ball down. It was going to be a tough completion because
it was NFL open. There was a sliver there.
Sting is right on the hip of Parker Washington, of course, a man who got a lot of love in this game. Mm-hmm. But Azeez, like, no need to make sure that a pass breakup is needed back there. We're going to knock this down. Ball is coming back to the Texans for their 11th drive. And I mean, here we go, man. we're moving down the field. We're matriculating down the field, and now you're in a goal line situation.
There was a tough drop by Dalton Schultz.
Yes, there was. I mean, booty butt naked open.
That was one where I went, oh. No.
I mean, you get yourself down to. I mean, you had a nice wheel route, but you had a DPI that gets you down. We're now at the 2 yard line here, and here we go. Right, first and goal. You get into 12 personnel. You get it, and here comes a false start by Trent Brown, the man who stepped in, who's handled things admirably, and you're like, oh, goodness.
Yeah.
Are we here again? Mm-hmm. Are we here again to where you're in the red zone and not able to do anything? You do a little bit of a kind of a counter left. You lose 2 yards, and now it's like, oh, goodness. You're running left where you're dealing with less strength on the offensive line. It's like, oh, is this falling apart? A false start by Tay Ursary puts you at second and goal from the 14-yard line. Here you try to attempt to have like a little bit of a Nico Collins sit down. The ball's too low. Maybe there's a PI. Maybe not. The crowd is restless.
Yeah.
Oh man, third and goal. What are we gonna do? Davis Mills. It's been your day. What you got, big dog?
Davis looking. Davis stepping to his left. Davis on the run. 10. Davis 5. Davis to the corner. Davis touchdown. Houston. The Texans take the lead on the Mills scramble. Amazing. D. Mills gets it done. 30 seconds to go, and Houston leads by one.
Absolute bedlam where I was in the south end zone, actually. Absolute bedlam. And by the way, if you thought Vandy lost his bleep there, stay tuned.
Yeah, there's one more
clip to play.
It gets even better.
So that makes it 30-29. Well, I mean, they went for the 2-point conversion to try to make it a 3-point game.
With 30 seconds with that kicker.
Yeah, it was pretty early.
And another good return.
That's right. Before we even get to – there was this 2-point conversion where the snap was fumbled, and it's like, oh, snap, here we go. Because, again, it would suck. I turned to Sean Bajani. I'm like, please don't. Please don't have all of this effort happen. Yeah. And then ultimately let Cam Little – stun on you with this long kick that happens here, right? So here comes a big return, and I type it down. Literally, my notes say, Cam Little watch. Yeah. Can't let them return it, I don't think. They do let it return it, and they return it to the 34-yard line. I'm like, all right, here we go. I will say, as much as I was looking around the stands and going, there's not a lot of people still here, that was loud.
No, it was incredible.
In that building. It was incredibly loud.
I couldn't believe it. It was bedlam. It was absolute bedlam. And the way that they were sort of just pleading with the squad to make one more stop.
That's really what it was.
Yeah, they were just pleading.
Everybody in the building was the same place. Please don't do this.
That's right.
Please don't get our hopes up.
Not
after
now.
We actually stayed through the mess.
Yeah.
Don't do this to us.
Yeah.
And number 55, Daniil Hunter answers before we get there, Fig. First and 10, 27 seconds left. Daniil smokes the left tackle, Walker Little, and goes, and he gets T-Law. I think that might have been a half sack with him. And Henry Toe. You got to give Sheldon Rankins love here as well, because he's right in the fray too. Jacksonville has to take their last time out. We're down to it, right? Delayed 4-man rush on the 2nd and 19. Trevor Lawrence runs, but not able. He's not able to get too much yards, but he gets 9 yards. And here we go. First and 10. There's an illegal hands to the face on the offense. We're pushing him back. And this is pin your ears back football, baby. Last chance football. And here we go. Texans defense, best in the league. What you got for me?
7 seconds to go. Here's the snap to Trevor Lawrence. Backing up, stepping up. Lawrence tripped up. The ball is out. The Texans have it. Across the 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Houston. Rankins. Game over. The Texans win it. Houston comes all the way back to defeat the Jaguars. The Texans have changed their season around. With a dramatic comeback for the ages. What a way to end it. As Lawrence was in deep trouble. Tripped up by Will Anderson Jr. Rankins got the rock and ran it in for 6.
Man, Unbelievable. And he did lose his bleep again there. But that was the. It's crazy because Davis Mills is going to be a legend. And stay tuned for the question of the day. He's going to be a legend based on this game. You know, much like T.J. Yates, the playoff game, and all that stuff. Not on the same par as like a J.J. Watt, but he did legendary things yesterday. The defense is the reason they won this game. I mean, absolutely, giving them the opportunity to do those things offensively.
All right, they started locking down. There's a number of three and outs. Actually, I think the entire fourth quarter is three and outs because the defense
26-0 in the fourth quarter
was able to stand on their heads, including, you say 26-0, six of those points were that final play where, I absolutely love that you're able to grab the football. I believe it was Rankins that ran that in for a touchdown. It felt like that was the universe throwing him a little bit of a tip, like, hey, good work, big fella. We didn't get you on the board for sacks or whatever, but here you go. Here's a touchdown to honor you. It was nice to see Will Anderson Jr. get involved as well because it was clearly a Danielle Anderson day. This was incredible. And shout out to Sean Pendergast listening to the recap and making a point to bring up again a thing that actually happened in the box where, with 13 minutes left in the game, 29-10, he says on fourth and second, he goes, if they don't convert this, it's game over. And I just looked at him where I was just like, okay, right? Like, he's like, oh, but if they do, they have a chance. And I'm just like, that's cute. Because to that point in the game, I'm like, what had they done to make certain? They made a fool of me in that moment, and I was very happy to see it. Someone said at 17-0 is when their drink started getting stronger from the 8-3-2. They stayed for the McGrady miracle, unfortunately left for the Davis miracle. But here's the thing, is that we got to relive it together. Yeah. There's a lot more anatomy within that comeback that we have to break down here. But thankfully, we got all day long right here on Houston Sports Leader Sports Radio 610. So rock with us, as it is indeed a victory. Reaction Monday, your Texans managed to get to 4-5. 3-6 would have felt real, real sick.
Oh, it was over.
4-5 feels a lot different. We'll talk about a lot of that as we continue to go today in the loop on Sports Radio 610. But coming up next, they weren't the only ones having a good weekend. Shout out to the Rockets having a fantastic Sunday yesterday as well. And one man in particular, I think, deserves a lot of credit. His name is Reed Sheppard. Did we see the breakout? Let's talk about that next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
My heart is full. I'm so proud of our guys, man, because it's something we've been trying to find, right? Is that belief, that resilience that you need. And I'm just so proud of our guys for, and not just the player, I'm proud of the coaches and players. Like, I was just asking them all week just to make sure we're all in this thing together. No matter how the game looks, everybody just stick together, continue to bring positive energy, right? And we finished with the knockout punch there at the end that we needed.
That was the head coach D'Amico Ryans talking after a huge comeback victory where you were down 19, ultimately win 36-29. When he was asked, what are you feeling being a part of this comeback win? It's a hugely emotional day for him for other reasons that we'll dive deeper into, but he lost a good friend and a former teammate of late recently, and it seems like the fellas pulled together to win for themselves, but to win one for the Gipper. So that was a huge game there, and we'll talk more about it as we continue on today's show. But I also want to talk about a young man who is having a little bit of a comeback of his own in a way, right? Like Reed Sheppard, third overall pick a couple years back, in the NBA draft. And being that pick, being such of high regard, people expected him to jump in and really be of impact early. And we haven't quite seen that from his career to the point where there was questions circling around, right? There's questions flying around him. And it feels like this weekend could have been the breakout for Reed Sheppard. Obviously, the Rockets lost against the Spurs on Friday. We'll talk more about that later. But it felt like that a little bit of what Reed gave you in that game, but then also what very much happened in their game yesterday. If you were too busy locked in with the Texans and then in that post-coital high after the comeback victory, you might have missed. The Rockets got a big-time victory on the road against the Milwaukee Bucks, managing to, you know, really figure out some defensive things against Giannis Antetokounmpo and just, you know, really show up well late in the game versus the Bucks. But a really big shining spot for this game, for this weekend really, with the Rockets was Reed Sheppard, who shot 60% from the field combined in those two games. And what did I just say? He shot 8 for 13 from 3?
13, 14, something like that.
From 3 over the two games.
Yeah.
Reed Sheppard looks like he might be finding his level with this team. Yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Yeah, we'll talk about the games, but I do want to mention this because you talk about coming out parties and such. The whole question of can he or can't he, we've been talking about this since the Rockets preseason, and you know what his role is on this team. Can you live after the Fred VanVleet injury with Reed Sheppard playing point guard? I'm telling you, I watch Friday nights. I watch most of yesterday's. Obviously, flipping with the NFL as well. Reed Sheppard is finding his feet. He's finding his way, and it's not just knocking down those shots, which we know he's always done. 8 assists to 3 turnovers in the 2 games. That's enormous for Reed Sheppard. He had I think 5 steals. Playing that role of can he or can't he, and this is what really did it for me. And I know you noticed this. The Rockets,
you don't know what I noticed.
Maybe I don't.
You're not my real dad.
The Rockets have started both these games very slowly. Reed Sheppard comes in, and there starts to be a little more grounding, a little more balance, and a little bit more of sort of, as you often talk about on the defensive side, sort of communication. I think it's a better communication on offense.
He's a little bit of a spark plug.
Yeah.
He is. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, you're seeing kind of the – I think I saw our guy Spo mention it. Like, that's the Kentucky. Mm-hmm. That's the Kentucky Reed Sheppard, which mm-hmm. for me feels like he's finding comfort and maybe the biggest C word that you could throw in here, confidence,
mm-hmm.
In what he's supposed to do. I think it's, some of it is, I've talked about, I want to see him kind of be a movement shooter, but some of it is like finding some shots off of the pull-up, yes. especially off of screens. And it's, when you compare it to Reed Sheppard, rookie year, trying to make him like a true point guard,
mm-hmm.
which maybe might still be in there, I felt like the thing that he dealt with as a rookie was trying to make a decision and knowing when to shoot, when to pass, like when to do what I'm supposed to do. It feels like he's finding that to a great degree. And oftentimes it leans a little bit more towards go and get yours because that's what your expectation is in this offense. And it feels like this weekend he really nailed the balance of that. And I think the team is also finding the perfect ways to set him screens, to give him opportunities to be able to pull up. And I think that is really the big thing for me is I feel like that confidence is there to where he knows when to pull up. He knows when, hey, if I'm coming down, I could pull up this mid-range jumper mm-hmm. with the space that I have.
There was several of them in there. There were yeah. several of the mid-ranges, off the dribble type stuff. And the biggest thing is you don't have to be the point guard, but you can be the point guard when it's essential. He kind of, knowing when and how. To play that role. For
right.
me, that's it.
He's not the primary ball handler on yeah. this team. He's not the primary initiator.
But he can be in spurts.
And that's the thing. It's just be effective with your touches
yeah.
and know what you're on the court for, I think, also. Like, when I talk about finding that balance, it leans towards you are here to knock down shots. You are here to be a threat, knocking down shots. And then everything else that you can do can stem off of that. You can get people in the air, get people to, attract to the perimeter, and use your ability to connect and pass yeah. off of that. And then also, I think that we're slowly, and I do emphasize slowly, but we're slowly finding him or having him find a level of understanding of what defensively he can do. I think that I don't think he's ever going to be somebody that can really lock down defensively.
5 steals.
That's always been something that he yeah. can do, right? Great yeah. hands. But I think that you need to have those hands within a context mm-hmm. of not being absolutely blown by. And it felt like yeah. this weekend he did a better job of it. This feels like he's finding mm-hmm. his spot. And that's huge for a team that, they have some shooting, but it goes to a different level. If you can bring in Reed, like you mentioned, you can feel the difference tangibly when he's on the court and able to knock down
third
shots.
Leading scorer twice.
That's huge.
That's huge.
That's absolutely huge for, I mean, that's the stuff where you start thinking, 6-man ? Yeah. Right? Like those are the things that we typically think about. So I'm really excited to see that from Reed. A lot more from both of these games this weekend, both in the positive and negative, to talk about with these Rockets. We'll talk about that as we continue. But you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. And, of course, we got to return to the huge comeback victory for your Houston Texans over the hated Jaguars. Question of the day. Which player or moment etched itself into Texans lore yesterday? Yeah, let's get legacy-wise. 713-572-4610. And enjoy this next.
Lawrence gets the snap. Lawrence, deep drop. Lawrence scrambling forward. Lawrence is going to go down. Hunter again. The game of his life. The hat trick in sacks. Following the backfield blast. Daniil is on fire.
On fire indeed. 3.5 of them things in this game. That's right. That's right. Daniil Hunter had himself a game and a half. He was one of many who had games. And so... Which players and or moments will etch themselves in Texans lore after a big 36-29 comeback victory? That's the question of the day. Let us know what your answers are, what you're thinking on the text line, 713-572-4610.
I mean, I'll state the obvious one. I know there's a bunch, that, and I know you guys have some, but that Davis Mills, first of all, this is one of those games where you're just going to be able to say 29-10. You know, 10 years from now, 15 years from now, you know, remember that 29-10? You know, Texans were losing, and you won't have to say anything else. Like, to me, that's part of the lore, is just 29-10.
Yeah, when you can shorthand it.
Yeah.
And, you know, actually, what will be the I mean, it's going to be the Davis Mills game.
Well, that I'm going to say, that's what I was going to say.
Right, I was like,
I'll be the Captain Obvious here.
Yeah, 29-10 is there, but we're just going to say the Davis Mills game.
The Mills run. The Mills run, I mean, that's the stuff of legend. And I'm not trying to, you know, go in all kinds of weird places. Davis Mills this, Davis Mills that. Oh, could
CJ Stroud.
Yeah, could CJ have done that? I mean, I've heard that
Does
already.
Does Texas need to start Davis Mills for the rest of the season?
I'm not saying that.
We'll get there.
What I am saying.
It's a conversation that probably needs to be had.
It will be had at some point. Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But someday we'll have that. That run was legendary. Absolutely legendary.
Yeah. I know that Trent Brown was talking in the locker room, and he was like, it was almost telepathic that he was like, run, Davis.
Yeah.
Sacrifice your body. Mm-hmm. Like, and Davis went and did it, right?
Put his head down.
I think we all, yeah. Texan, 713-572-4610, where were you, like, mentally in that moment when you're looking up? Because I'm seeing there's time, but mm-hmm. nothing is coming open.
Right.
And I'm just like, what is he going to do? All right, step up. And then he steps up, and then he's stepping up, not looking like he's still trying to find somewhere to go. He's running. I'm like, all right, cool.
Yeah.
Go pick up that first. Wait, hold on. Mm-hmm. Get there, big fella.
Yeah.
Go, giraffe. It was just like a skyscraper running. Mm-hmm. That's what it looked like to me.
Did you see the smiles on the sideline afterward?
Oh,
like,
man.
They were just like, Davis, you did it. I can't believe you did it. Just laughing and giggling and slapping him on the back and everything. I'm curious. There were a lot of moments in this that are going to be remembered. Curious what you guys are thinking.
Give me, what's tough is like, it's like a collection of moments,
mm-hmm.
but it's just all of the red zone. It's all of the like touchdowns, mm-hmm. In the fourth quarter where you go Higgins jump ball. You get, Schultz jump ball. Actually, I say all the touchdowns. Don't forget the 2-point conversion of Nico Collins give you a one-handed catch. Is the Stingley interception also in here?
It's on my list. You talk about ball skills. Like scooping it underneath, rolling, catching it at the same time. I think that's one of the moments. I think that's one of the moments that is going to etch itself into the fabric of this game. But also, it's going to be one of the highlights when we recap Derek Stingley's career. That play is going to be shown.
And the funny thing about that interception, interestingly enough, is I think that was probably quietly a super important play. Because that's like near the end of the mm-hmm. second quarter. I believe there's like a minute left in the first half. And as we've talked about, Cam Little could knock it down from a far mm-hmm. away. Mm-hmm. That would put them right about field goal range. Actually, no, they were right about probably the furthest extents of his field goal range.
They were there.
And then if they get that probably, what is that, like a 7-yard pass or whatever,
mm-hmm.
they're probably nice in a nice space where they feel comfortable running Cam Little out there. And 23-10 is a little different than 20-10 at mm-hmm. the half. Not saying that I'm not trying to make the claim that
this would have been absolutely
insurmountable, but that colors the conversation mm-hmm. just a little bit. That's a huge interception to keep this mm-hmm. keep them tethered, keep them kind of close in this.
Yeah. Figure, do you have any moments that just immediately stood out?
I think the one I thought about was the highlight that we came in with Danielle Hunter, just mm-hmm. 3 sacks, because it's like, man, this is what they brought him in to do.
Yep.
And I know he didn't have, I think that was his first 3-sack game as a Texan, I want to say.
Yes.
But that's the type of production we was looking for, man. I think Will Anderson had an okay game too. But, man, that's the Danielle Hunter from Minnesota. That's the one that's the one that come to my mind.
In a weird way, it was kind of he's been here for a while and made incredible plays, but wasn't it also kind of like a sort of a coming out moment for Daniil? Even though he's been here and made a bunch of plays?
I think so.
Right?
It's tough, too, because, you know, the Houston Texans kind of had a hard time getting at the quarterback mm-hmm. the last couple years, but, nah, this was that Oh, that's why y'all signed.
Yes.
Okay, this is what y'all get.
Well, I mean, it's just it was his podium moment. It was his step into the spotlight moment. He's been one of the best pass rushers this season. But he went from 4 sacks to 7.5 sacks. He went from down there on the rankings of sacks. I think he is tied for second most sacks in the National Football League right now, just off the strength of that game. And it, as evidenced by what I'm talking about, 4 sacks in those previous how many games? 8 games. He had had some quiet times over the last few games. Like it had felt like I know that in conversation. I know I've talked with Cody Stutz, where he's like, "Hey man, it'd be nice if they both show up together," because it felt like it was all the Will Anderson games happening a whole bunch, and Daniil like stepping into the four and being like, "No, I am going to be the guy that makes all of these plays. I am going to be the boogeyman for Trevor Lawrence in this game." That was absolutely massive. Yeah, the 3.5 sack game for Daniil Hunter is going to loom large, in particular because he's a guy that kind of is fairly quiet in his production. It was cool to see it be really, really loud in this moment.
I have another couple that were, I think, especially the second one, if I were a Jags fan, I would be livid about. But the first one, I mean, the Rankins return. The Rankins return, big man scoring a touchdown. You're going to be able to see, if you were at the game especially, you're going to be able to relive just how giddy, you know, as he's rumbling down the field, you were. It's over, Texans win, big man scores a touchdown. Here's the one that, obviously, it's not necessarily etched in Texans lore. I mean, maybe it is. But that pass interference down the right sideline against the Jags, I thought that was just two players, you know, kind of hand fighting as the ball's about to, I think, set up the Texans about the two or three yard line.
Yeah, that one was a real light call. I thought there were some bad calls in this game, and of course I say that even still, understanding that the Texans won. I thought that one was a bad call. I thought the Henry Toto pass interference that ultimately gave them a new set of downs close to the end zone was a bad call. But yeah, like I'm with you there. That was the Christian Kirk wheel route that you're talking
That's
about.
That's what it was, yeah.
Where the ball was behind him, but the...
They were just kind of...
Just a little hand fight, but he did have the... Defender did have the arm down, but it was like, yeah, I'm with you there. Can we talk about... Yes, I see you 713. I see you 832. How about one big man, Trent Brown?
Dude, I didn't know he was going to be able to finish the game.
I didn't either.
But he did, and he was... Davis Mills, especially which touchdown was it? Was it the, I forget which one. I mean, all day.
Yeah.
Like, all day to stand back.
I think that one is probably the Schultz touchdown that you're talking
about. Yeah, I
was
going to say Schultz, so I think it must have been that one.
Yeah. Absolutely fantastic job. There's only one play that he was visibly like really bad on in my memory, and I think that was he was trying to cut block Trayvon Walker, and Trayvon Walker just skirts past him. I think that's the one that Dalton Schultz is capable of getting the ball away, if memory serves, and might not be. There was another one where Trayvon Walker goes entirely unblocked, but that one felt like it was just a bad numbers situation on the front.
Yeah.
He was really good. And remember, he's how many months coming off of a patellar tendon tear? One of those things that a decade ago would have ended your career straight like that.
Yeah.
He's made his way back at an advanced age, coming off of, you know, really, he hadn't done much, stepping in and immediately being of great import to this team and step in. I didn't even know he was going to start.
Yeah.
I thought they'd start Blake Fisher.
We'll talk more
about that, because there's more questions with the offensive line, but he was one of the ones that you absolutely got to salute because he stepped up and really, really made a big deal or, you know, handled things really well.
All right. So this may not be lore, but I think in a few years we might look back at this game and point to it for this guy. Did Tay Ursary lock up left tackle?
I mean, Tay Ursary already had left tackle locked up. But
in terms of confidence level and he's, you know, growth and all, because we would still have some times when we would go, I don't know. But I mean,
the tough thing about it is forecasting forward, I think he's got a really, really good future in front of him. Mm-hmm. So the idea of like in Texans lore is tough for me to see. However, he had a fantastic game. If for no other reason, which of course there are a lot of other reasons. That big boy rumbling is fun when the big number 79. There was a nice little pin pull. I think that was actually the touchdown that Woody Marks scores on the left side on that little toss. A little pin pull. Hey, he get outside, and it just – I feel bad for all them small boys and cornerbacks and safeties that's out there, because big number 79, not only is he out there and he's capable of blocking, he runs.
Yeah.
He moves. And Josh Hines-Allen didn't do a damn thing in this game.
No. In fact, you know, just sort of – rubbernecking and looking, taking pleasure in the Jaguars' misery. I was watching I was watching some or listening to some audio from the Jaguars' perspective where they were torching him. They were like, where's 41? I mean, just absolutely blistering him.
Can I give, and of course we'll have opportunity to have more love for all these guys. I don't know if this is a lore type thing, but this did feel like a little bit of a takeover point for Woody Marks.
Oh, yes. Woody Marks, he's the number one running back now, isn't he?
It feels like it. I mean, mm-hmm. if you looked at the snap count, and the one thing I do think is in lore, of course, is in the context of Davis Mills running for a touchdown. On that play, I immediately look up and I go, oh, Woody Marks deserves a lot of credit.
Great block.
You talk about the block, but even just the wherewithal as a rookie to go, this defender is running with me. I see my guy going. Rather than just trying to block
him, yeah.
just run him off the field. Like, run. He will follow you because he's not looking back for that quarterback. They didn't have a thought in their mind that Davis Mills will run.
Yeah.
Just keep running. He'll run with you, and he turns around, boxes him out, mm-hmm. touchdown, baby. And a big victory for the Houston Texans. A lot of credit. But, of course, I think the real winner here is clearly the Davis Mills game. Right?
Davis, Davis Mills.
This one, when you talk about lore, the lore is going to be there for in the mm-hmm. Texans, in the history of the Texans, as Davis Mills going to win in a big-time game. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's go around the NFL where, as good of a day as it was, there was one thing that could have made it a little better that didn't come through, which was a game in Germany. We'll talk about that more next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.